Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 10th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. U.S. Senator Josh Hawley published a plan to remake the Federal Trade Commission to provide for more direct congressional oversight as well as better scrutinize big tech, calling out Google and Facebook as instances of the FTC failing to protect consumers. The plan would put the FTC within the Department of Justice and replace the five-commissioner panel with a single Senate-confirmed director. It would also create a digital market research section of the FTC to specifically look at big tech. Hawley also calls for new legislation to give the FTC the power to levy fines on first-time civil penalties, authority to enforce data portability and interoperability standards, and to give state attorneys general the authority to enforce the same laws as the FTC. Sony and Amazon announced they would cancel plans to attend Mobile World Congress in Barcelona this year over concerns about coronavirus, joining cancellations by LG, ZTE, NVIDIA, and Ericsson. GSMA, the organizer of the trade show, also announced safeguards over concerns of the epidemic. All travelers from China's Hubei province will not be allowed at the event, and travelers who have been in China will need to show proof they have been outside the country at least 14 days prior to the event. Temperature screenings will also be implemented, and MWC is promoting a no-handshake policy. About 5-6% of MWC attendees come from China each year. The Israeli publication Haaretz reports that the Elector app used by the country's Likud political party contained a misconfiguration that could allow anyone to access Israel's entire voter registry. Viewing source on the app's homepage showed usernames and passwords of all admins, allowing anyone to log in and download the information. The voter registry contained full names, identity card numbers, addresses, and gender of all 6.4 million eligible voters in Israel. The developer of the app confirmed the vulnerability, stating it was a one-off incident that was immediately dealt with. On December 20th, Jalopnik reports that someone named Alec bought a used 2017 Tesla Model S from a dealer called United Traders. United Traders got it at an auction directly from Tesla on November 15th. At that auction, the car was sold with the Enhanced Autopilot and FSD package. That package is sold as a one-time payment by the original owner. It's not a subscription. An audit of the car on November 18th determined that the customer had not purchased the software package and therefore it would be flagged for removal in the next software update. United Traders says that after Alex had agreed to purchase the car, but before he took it home, a message popped up saying Autopilot had been upgraded and consequently it stopped working. Alec and United Traders figured it was a glitch and would get fixed in a following update. However, Tesla customer support told Alec the feature was not in his purchase history and that he did need to pay for it to get it back. A source from United Traders told Jalopnik that the same thing happened with a ludicrous speed package that was removed 60 days after it resold a Model XP90D with the same response from Tesla that the owner of the used car never paid for the feature. ARM announced two new processors, the Cortex M55 for embedded devices and the Ethos U55 micro neural processing unit. The M55 is the first to use Arm's new Helium architecture and promises faster vector calculations and the ability to run machine learning models 15 times faster than previous Cortex-M CPUs. The Ethos U55 is a coprocessor to Cortex-M, with Arm claiming the combination speeding up ML workloads 480 times. Arm sees the combination bringing new ML capabilities to embedded edge devices without having to use a cloud backend. Facebook announced that in 2019, its Bug Bounty program paid out $2.2 million on 1,300 bug reports from researchers in 60 countries, up from $1.1 million paid on 700 bugs in 2018, and the most since launching the program in 2011. The program included a $30,000 reward paid to Indiana University researchers for finding malicious third-party software development kits used on mobile apps that could siphon Facebook account data on 9.5 million users. Facebook also announced it would give security researchers early access to new features to better find vulnerabilities before public release. Regulatory filings show that Facebook acquired a majority stake in the London-based computer vision startup Scape Technologies in a deal estimated around $40 million. Scape developed a pipeline to create 3D maps from videos and still images, as well as offering a visual positioning service API, which allow cameras to tap into it to determine a location with greater accuracy than GPS. Motorola's new Razr phone has a hinge system that Razr says includes movable support plates that rigidly support the display when the phone is open but collapse out of the way when the phone is closed. Seen it used SquareTrade's Foldbot, a robot designed to open and close folding smartphones repeatedly until they die, and found Moto's phone only lasted for about a quarter of the 100,000-plus fold times the Galaxy Fold lasted. And finally, Samsung aired a commercial during the Oscars showing a previously unannounced foldable device, based on leaks, looks to be the Galaxy Z Flip. The phone uses a folding phone form factor similar to the Motorola Razr, doesn't appear to fold completely flat, was shown sitting on a table holding a 90-degree angle, and includes a small full-color display on the front, demonstrated as either showing caller ID or being used as a slider to accept calls. A notice at the bottom of the screen stated, "You may notice a small crease in the center of the main screen, which is a natural characteristic of the screen." The ad promised more details at Samsung's Unpacked event, February 11th. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.